We think that there is a need to have a local mixed grammar school, and we think that we have the track record in terms of meeting the needs of more able students here to be able to offer first-class provision in that area. And certainly from the sort of local initial soundings that we've taken, we think that this is likely to be a popular development and would provide parents with an alternative to the single-sex grammar school arrangements that are currently in place.
So quite a big change for the area then. Kind of what's the process? How would this all work?
Well, we're still waiting for the government to make it, for more detail to come out from government with this, and obviously there'd need to be a process of legislation put in place. But what we thought we would do is just to begin an initial consultation process to find out, you know, what the mood of the local community is, whether our hunch that this is something that the local community would welcome is accurate. And, you know, the only way to sort of start that off is to begin by asking the questions. And, you know, that's what we're doing at this stage. We're asking the staff their perspective. And we've also begun, as of today, to consult our own parents here to find out whether they would think that this would be something that would be in the interests of the local community moving forward.
There's been a lot of talk, as you mentioned, about grammar schools this week. It seems to be a very divisive issue, though, doesn't it? Some people think they're great, others really don't like them at all.
Well, we operate in a selective system in Kent, and I understand that there will be, you know, many differences of view with that. You know, my view is that we operate in a selective system. It's our job as teachers and leaders in this authority to ensure that all students, no matter what their ability, are taught to a good standard. And, you know, I think what it comes down to in this county is making sure that there is a breadth of choice for parents. And, you know, currently, for non-selective children, there is a very wide range of provision. But for the more able students, you know, in this area and across much of Kent, it is single-sex provision. I think what we can offer here, if these plans do come to fruition, you know, is genuine choice for parents to have a mixed grammar school.